Hello, everybody. You're welcome to the Alivacity Podcast. It's your host, Olutola Michael Obembe. You can call me the Motivated Mike. Wow, how was your 2019? Welcome to 2020. It's a new year, right? Some call it the start of a new decade. To many of us, it's a different thing. I mean, it's whatever you want it to be for you. But let me remind you, you know, from the start, that one thing refreshes for everybody, and it's called time. Whether you're rich or poor, you're sad, you're good, whatever you're going through, it's a new time for all of us. So again, it's Happy New Year from me to you. Say Happy New Year to your friends. You know, take on those happy faces. It's 2020. That's actually the first in my lifetime, right? 2020. Yeah. It's an exciting time to be alive. And I say that no matter what you're going through, you're alive. It's an exciting time to be alive. You know, we're starting this Alivacity project. It's many years too late. I mean, I wrote my first book at 17, and there's a lot of years in between that I've practically done nothing. But I'm here now. Sorry about that. I think it's the party stuff. So, 2020, I'll be championing the Alivacity project, you know, so more about that in coming talks. But I just want to leave you with something very quickly as we, you know, round up 2019 and go into this new year. 2019 is gone in a way, you know, but it lives through us. We have memories, you know, good moments, bad moments, and, you know, something to remind ourselves that we passed through those years. But I mean, the questions you need to ask yourself, you know, was it a bad year? You know, what changed for you in that year? You know, and if I ask you to, you know, title your 2019 like a movie, you know, what exactly would you title it? You know, you should write that down and look at it, you know, give you some, you know, some context in as to what you, you know, what you survived, what you went through in 2019. I said this is supposed to be a very quick one. So I'm going to leave you with three things, you know, that I thought about coming into, you know, the end of the year and going into 2019. You know, I titled this, you know, let your 2019 power, you know, your new year. And how will the year that is gone, you know, power your 2019? It's about taking stock, you know, knowing what happened, you know, learning, you know, from your 2019. It's like a book, you know, a movie, a story. You know, what's the learning point? You know, what are your learning points? You know, what are those things that you're taking out of 2019, you know, into 2020? You know, basically, yes. So the first on my list here is document your crucible moments. I want you to write down your crucible moments, you know, for the last decade. I mean, importantly, 2019. I mean, if you've not done this before, you probably want to, you know, stretch back because it's a time of reflection. And if you're asking what a crucible is, I'll tell you that a crucible moment, you know, by definition, is a transformative experience, yeah, through which an individual comes into a new and altered sense of identity. In a layman terms, is, you know, something happened, you went through something, and you came out to be something different or the same person. You know, that's like a crucible, but something happened, and that's the most important thing. You know, there are times, you know, that these things that happen, you know, test our characters. So I want you to remember 2019. You know, and the times that 2019 tested you. You know, remember the times it cheered you on. Sorry about that. Remember when it seemed to be against you. You know, remember those times you won in 2019, those happy moments in 2019, those sad moments. You need to remember all of them. And now while you're remembering them, I want you to write them down. I'd like you to write them down. If you're asking me, what do I mean? You know, examples of crucible moments. You know, did you lose your job in 2019? Did you get a new job in 2019? Did you lead your team towards a successful project? You know, did you get a contract? For those of you who wanted a new car, did you get that dream car? Did you get a new house? Did you get married? You know, did you get divorced? You know, I don't know if you're still in the relationship stage. Did your boyfriend leave you? Are you down? You know, did you get out of debt? Did you go more into debt? Did you lose something? Did you love something? Did you face prejudice? You know, did you fail miserably at a new adventure? Did you launch an idea and then failed, you know, at it? Did you make a choice? You know, did you decide on something and it seemed like, you know, you failed at it utterly? I mean, that's a lot of things I just said, you know? But in a lifetime, in a decade, in a year, people go through stuff. And I know that your 2019, you've gone through stuff. And that's what I'm saying. Now, don't think about them in your head. Write them down. Write them down. And there's a reason why I'm asking you to write them down. Because how we use this crucible moment matters. And a big part of how we use them is probably how we see them. Now, this is a real question for you. Do you see these events that you have listed down as though they happened to you or they happened for you? I'll repeat that. Do you see these events as though they happened to you or they happened for you? See, if you think they happened to you, you're probably thinking like a victim. And I know we all do this. We all do this. You know, things happen. Life is, you know, we say life is unfair. Yes, life is unfair. Get used to it. But there's a portion of life that is fair to you. And that's the part you want to play. Now, if you're thinking, you know, this event happened for you, then you're in the right headspace. Because it's you realizing that life is a journey. You're on a journey. And you just left a junction. 2019 was just a junction and that great life of yours, you know, and you're learning fast. You know, you'll learn the things that, you know, that made you great in 2019. You'll learn about the things, you know, that didn't work well for you in 2019. But having them written down, you know, and reflecting on them is one of the first things I wanted you, you know, wanted us to do. Now, let's talk about the second thing. I think I mentioned this during the first one. You know, I mentioned reflection, and I'm talking about examination, or let's call it introspection. You know, now you think about these things that you've written down, and then you think about 2019 in a whole new dimension. I want you to think about it like a life lesson. Look at it from somebody else's, you know, look at it from somebody else's mirror. You know, if this was somebody else's life, what are the takeaways? And that's what we want to do right now. You know, so I want you to examine these crucibles line by line. How many do you have written? You know, examine them and think about how they happened. You want to think about how they started. Think about the process. Think about the choices and the circumstances that got you into it. Think about how long it took. Think about the process, why you were in those moments. Remember the time you got out of them. What else came along? You know, what brought the something else that came along? Remember your emotional state at those times. Let's take a minute to reflect on those. Right now, a lot of you, you know, if you have to reflect on those sad things that you don't want to remember anymore, remember what I said. These things didn't happen to you. We want them. We want you to see it like they happened for you. Because you need to learn. You need to draw from your well. You know, your success means drawing from your winning positions and also from your losing positions. 2019 has been a roller coaster. You won, you lost. Draw from both into your 2020. And let me tell you something, drawing from your sad moments, drawing from your pain, doesn't make you a loser. It actually puts you in the league of great men. I mean, Nelson Mandela said, if I had not been to prison, I would not have been able to achieve the most difficult task in my life. And what was he talking about? Changing himself. 27 years in prison, and Nelson Mandela came out saying that pain, that suffering, you know, all it amounted to was a change in himself. And we all knew what he did with that change when he came out of prison. So your 2019 is part of your going through. Embrace it, the good part, the sad part, and push into your 2020. For those of you who don't have too many crucible moments in 2019, you know, there's a little question I'm going to ask you, and that's, did you put yourself out there enough? Did you share your ideas? Did you share your creativity with the world? Did you put all on the line? You cannot be afraid of the future, of your future. You need to put yourself into it. It's a new year. If you have not been doing that, it's time to do that. 2020 is a new year. I need you to get into the habit of habitual reflections. Don't wait till after 1 year to do this again. You know, weekly, daily, if possible, reflect on your actions, what you did, and what you're planning to do. You know, find time to step back always before you move forward. I try to do this every other day myself, 2019. I'm hoping I can do this, you know, every day. You know, take 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes. Reflect on your actions. What did you do? What are you going to do? It helps you, you know, to move forward better with your ideas, with your plans, and everything you want to do. So to summarize on number 2 points here, I'm saying reflect. Plan after you reflect and execute. And then repeat that cycle. Reflect, plan, execute. Reflect, plan, execute. Winners are those who execute. In 2020, if you want to win, you have to execute on something. Don't plan forever. Don't reflect forever. Execute. 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 And the third thing I'm going to leave you with tonight, this morning, sorry, I know a lot of people will probably be hearing this in different time zones, is get some honest feedback about your 2019. Now, I know this is going to be a very tough topic for some people. Not everybody likes, you know, feedback, especially when they're true. But let's get it straight. A better you can only come from an honest feedback. And like I said earlier, I know we don't like it, but the truth is, if you want people to see you the way you see yourself, the best way to do that is to ask for how they see you. Because then you can know what you're trying to change or correct the image you thought you were projecting. See, one of the last things I need you to do before running into 2020 or before jumping into it, you know, is talk to the honest circle of friends, families, you know, peers, colleagues. I said honest circle. And get some feedback about you, about, you know, what you do, about how you come off, about the ideas, you know, about how you do the things you do. How do you think you can be better? I tell you what, no matter the feedback you get, you don't have to change one thing about yourself. But the feedback you receive will at least let you know what people around you, you know, see and know about you. And then you can decide. And that decision is yours. And after learning what people see about you, you can decide to take it constructively, you know, or take it negatively. But please don't hold anyone the wrong way, you know, if you don't like what they say. After all, you did ask them for the truth. So embrace whatever you hear and learn from it. Embrace whatever you hear and learn from it. So for those of you who know me, this is me asking for your honest feedback, you know, of me. I appreciate the truth. So I'm thanking you in advance. And yes, my time is almost up and I'm going to go now, but I'm going to leave you with this. The new year is here. 2020 is here. And soon the buzz will be over. The days and the months will run by, just like 2019. What do you want to do in 2020? And more importantly, how much will it really take to get you to do what you want to do? Now I'm charging you now to find the cost of that and let your New Year resolution be to be ready to pay the price. It's your friend on the Success Lane, Motivated Mike. Thank you, and I'll see you in our next episode.